that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Special shout out this week to CITR alumni Dave Ball and Tracy Bassam, who are celebrating their 27th wedding anniversary this weekend. Dave and Tracy have been very important friends to me for a long time, and we here at Dave Radio wish them all the best. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to us at DaveRadioPodcast@Hotmail.com and to keep up to date with local indie performing arts, like us on Facebook. Stick around. Erica is here with Femme Concept. And don't forget Napkin Boy at 3:30 with Nardwar the Human Serviette Presents. Dave Radio returns next week at this same time. Bye-bye.
Station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Hello, hello. You are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. My name is Erica, and I am one of two of the hosts of Femme Concept. My co-host is in our hometown of Vernon, BC this weekend, so unfortunately she is not around, but I will be steering and holding the ship afloat today. That song you just heard was called Sleep Till They Die by the band La Luz from Seattle, Washington. They're coming out with an album on August 7th. It's called Weirdo Shrine, and it is now streamable on NPR. It's awesome. They do the whole surf rock thing. They kill it, and they're a big-time inspiration for Femme Concept and for Femme Concept's new musical project, which will be coming up soon. It's not really under Femme Concept, but I digress. So today I'm going to be talking about some things, including cold offices and women's voices on air, and just talking about some music and trailing us along with all sorts of different things. I don't really have a consistent theme today, not that Eleanor and I normally do, but it's going to range from all over the world and just generally going to be switching it up from rock to electronic to whatever. So stay tuned in for the next hour until 2. The next song that I'm going to play is called I Don't Feel So Alive, and it's by an Australian musician named Gabriella Cohen, and her album is called Full Closure and No Details. And it came out on May 8th, 2015. On the Bandcamp, there's just one song here, which is the I Don't Feel So Alive. So I imagine there are more tunes, but maybe just not on ye old Bandcamp. So, and here we go. I Don't Feel So Alive by Gabriella Cohen.
Well, I
Listening to Femme Concept on CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded Coast Salish Musqueam Territory at UBC. My name is Erica. I am one of two hosts of this show, which is called Femme Concept. My other host is in Vernon, BC, hanging out on the beach and chilling and seeing family and doing all that great stuff. So I am here today, and this show plays 100% FemCon. And you may be wondering, what is FemCon? And I will tell you what that is. So female content music is deemed so if two of four categories are fulfilled. So if the music is produced by a self-identified female, composed by a self-identified female, the lyrics are written by a self-identified female, or a self-identified female performs in the band. And we have centered our show on this theme because we believe that women are underrepresented in media generally and in a lot of spheres of the world, and we want to emphasize the prevalence of women in music and importance of showcasing that prevalence and bringing attention as well to women's issues and general social justice concerns about women as well. So that's what we center on here at FM Concept. So that song you just heard was called The Worst by the band Pinner, off their album Number 2 Demo. And they're a band from Victoria, and they're pretty great, and they play around here every once in a while. And before that was Sarah Beth Nelson, and the song was called Paying. And she is a musician signed to Burger Records. Burger Records is a frequent go-to for us on Femme Concept. Many different awesome musicians are under that, and that is what we tend to gravitate toward when we're looking for some music. And before that was Gabriella Cohen, the song I Don't Feel So Alive. So gonna keep going here, playing some more tunes, talking about a few things. I've got lots of music today, which is a lot of fun. So I'm gonna play a band next called The Shorty Tubs. They are a band from Fredericton, New Brunswick. Shifty Bits, there is a festival called Shifty Bits in Fredericton every year from July 23rd to 26th, and it features a bunch of different maritime musicians. I was in New Brunswick and Fredericton at the NCRC, the National Community Radio Conference, at the beginning of June, so that place has a special mark for me, so listening to the music is pretty great. And this band is called The Shorty Tubs, and the song is called Teenage Zombie Heart.
Teenage zombie heart. Staring to your palm and touch my teenage zombie heart. Staring to your palm. you. Found his egg sandwiches running. Steal into your palm and touch my teenage zombie heart.
got such perfect teeth. Never even had braces.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola. No marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Astorino's is located off Commercial Drive in the heart of East Vancouver. It's run by the Britannia Community Center and is available to rent for anyone. Some of its features include tall ceilings, wood floors, accessible bathrooms, a stage, and a PA. Astorino's is an accessible space and centrally located. It's ideal for any type of rehearsal, information session, dance classes, arts and crafts sales, rummage sales, community events, and of course, shows and dancing.
Check out BritanniaCenter.org and the Facebook search Astorino's, or contact Maddie Harris by email at maddiefromlife@gmail.com to learn more.
Yo, you're listening to Femme Concept. My name is Erica. You're listening also to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. And it is just I today. My other host is in Vernon, our hometown, chilling, soaking up the sun, swimming in the lakes, trying not to be too jealous. That song that you had just heard was called by the band Slothrust and was called In a Sexual Way off their album Feels Your Pain. They're from New York, New York, and they had this album that came out on May 24th of 2012, so a little bit older. Great little band. from there. And before that, we heard some Canadian content. The band is called Best Fiends, and the song was called Soul off their album Best Fiends. And they are from Halifax, Nova Scotia. They also played at Shifty Bits, the festival that takes place in Fredericton in July. Well, it just happened. And then before that was the Shorty Tubs, and the song was Teenage Zombie Heart, another great New Brunswick band. So before I play some more music, I just wanted to talk a little bit about something that I had read this week that made a big impact on me as a person, as a woman, a self-identified female, as well as a radio personality. I don't know if I'm giving myself a little bit too much credit for saying I'm a radio personality, but nonetheless, someone whose voice is on the internet and identifies as a woman. And the article essentially claims that the war, quote, the war on female voices is just another way of telling women to shut up. That's the title of the article, and it was written by Amanda Marcotte from the Daily Dot. And she kind of discusses and kind of talks about how women's voices are often criticized in terms of women's on the radio, whether it be for vocal fry, which is when the voice is a little croaky, but it kind of has that, I guess authentic quality, or kind of like, you know, normal conversational quality to it. And then also women are criticized for the other end of the spectrum, which is upspeak. So when you talk like this and you do-do-do-do-do, and how essentially those are both opposites and they're both criticized by listeners, and how really that's just another kind of subconscious or underlying way to silence women. And some of the quotes, I extracted some quotes that really stood out to me, and I'm just going to read a few here. It says, here's one, quote, "This is how sexism tends to work. Very rarely does someone just come right out and say that women should shut up and talk less. Instead, they come up with a lot of irrelevant reasons for women to feel self-conscious about their voices. Most people who lodge these complaints likely don't mean to bully women into shutting up. It's often a sense of vague irritation, which they pin on the women themselves, instead of wondering if it's just that they themselves have been trained to resent it when women are the ones holding the floor." So that's really interesting, because then that makes it seem as if it's structural, which it is, and how these complaints really don't hold that much validity. I mean, they have validity in the sense that people feel how they feel, and that's something that can't be controlled, but in the sense that it is just, as the author iterated, that it's another technique to be critical of women and their voices in general. Another quote includes that people, quote, "People are busy policing women's language, and nobody is policing older or younger men's language," Stanford linguistics professor Penny Eckert told NPR. "That it's fine when men use vocal fry, but irritating when women do it says a lot about what many people don't want to hear from women: humor, authority, and sarcasm," unquote. And I think that's so true, because using the tonal parts of language is a way of how you obviously express yourself. And so if those things like upspeak or vocal fry express that for men, then women adopt that. It kind of suggests that perhaps women are trying to be like men, if that's something that people believe. And especially with human and authority and sarcasm, people take that as sass or something like that, whereas a man would be credited for being that way because that is the expectation. So I thought this article was really interesting and spoke a lot to myself as being on the radio, as well as being a woman, and how people can perceive voices and how important that is to gender identity, at least in how people evaluate somebody or feel about how somebody communicates. And yeah, just to close off that article, one more quote is, quote, "We like to think that these are all separate incidents, but they are a part of a larger pattern, a constant evaluating of women's worth or of their need to speak up and be heard. Instead of learning to listen, it's a whole lot easier to tell women to stop talking." So, unquote. So for me, and Femme Concept in general, the reason we do it is because of that reason right there, that women's voices need to be heard, and all people of all factions of life, but definitely those that may have not don't have as much access to having their voices heard and don't have that much opportunity to express themselves. And so that's a really important thing here for us at CITR and also on Femme Concept. And it really spoke to me and made me feel like things are structural. So not to lose your head about it, but to recognize that things are happening and things are deeply down embedded in all of us. And sometimes it's hard to be aware of maybe those things that could be potentially problematic. But anyway, I digress. We're going to continue along with some more music. I'm going to play a band called Dilly Dally next. They're from Toronto, and they will be playing with the band Metz on Monday at the Rickshaw Theatre with another band called Big Ups. And should be a good show. And so this song is called Desire. Enjoy!
Thank you. When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion.
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag, all types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar, the human serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the top floor of the Student Union building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Vancouver Reloaded, playing your favorite tunes and mouth-humping your ear holes full of voice talk. Yeah, we do that.
All right, this is Erica on Femme Concept, CITR Radio 101.9 FM. The show has come to a close now, but stay tuned in. We have Radio Zero coming up next, and Nardwar, the human serviette, at 3:30, so stay tuned in. The song that you had just heard was called Lady La-Di-Da by Jesse Jones, who is a musician from New York, and she is signed to Burger Records. And before that, I played TV Wedding by the band Pill. They're from New York. I kind of went on a whim playing that one. It was great. Nice little saxophone in there. And then before that was Desire by Dilly Dally, the band that's playing with Mets on Monday at the Rickshaw Theater. I'm going to close out the show today with something that I discovered. I knew the band before. They're called Twin Sister, but they've changed their band to Mr. Twin Sister now, and they're kind of making more like Portishead-style music, which is great. So the song that I'm going to leave you all with is called Blush, and it's off their album Mr. Twin Sister, and it was released on September 23rd, 2014. Everybody have a good weekend, and yeah.